Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey guys, just a couple quick pieces of business here before we get started today. First off, if you're not already on the Patreon, get on there. It's $3 a month for bonus episodes every single week. And if you do a year subscription, you get 10% off. So that's, I believe, $2.70 damn cents to get bonus episodes every single week. So get on there. And also, if you live in Cincinnati or Bloomington or Indianapolis, that area, I will be doing some stand-up shows in town. Cincinnati, I will be at Go Bananas in their parking lot. That is October 16th. And at The Comet, also an outdoor show, October 17th. So get over there. And then I'll be at the Comedy Attic in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana on October 23rd and 24th. I think you can also watch those shows online. Go to the Comedy Attic's website for more information. And here is the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I'm Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, for another week, joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, Tommy?
I'm feeling great. I'm very excited to be here. I have to point something out right up top. We have a great guest, Marty DeRosa and Sarah Shockey, and we asked them to clap on three. So we can start the recording. I had to notice that Marty did not clap.
Nah.
She took care of it. He lets me do the work, and I'm happy to do it.
Tommy, I think you're getting this power play that I pull now, where it's like in the group chat, you're like, why isn't Marty responding? It's like, I'm very mysterious. I kind of hide in the shadows till I need to be there.
Well, I take care of everything. Yeah. He gives me the to-do list. I put it in the typewriter, and bing, bang, bam, there's a turkey dinner in the oven.
I mean, if I'm being honest, I read one of those like kind of like the game type of thing, type of seminar. Mm-hmm. Very mysterious.
And what was yours called?
It was called The Art of Seduction. I don't know. Finding the songs for today on YouTube, I kept seeing this video, and it's like, what's this five-word sentence that'll make every girl want to have sex with you instantly? And I kept following the link to see what it was.
No, it was the opposite of that. It was a five-word sentence that will repulse any woman who hears it immediately, and you've probably said it to them, and we're not going to tell you what it is. He's like clicking into other videos. I'm like, you already got me. What is this five-word sentence I'm supposed to... Like, you don't need to be aware of any five-word sentence. What them titties do know?
What is the five-word sentence?
I don't know.
Stand by your band sucks. That repulses any woman because they all love it.
And then there's some F word that if you say it, women will have sex with you instantly. But I don't know what word it is either.
Frittata.
Possibly.
I think the five-word sentence is, I don't have ESPN Plus. Women hate that. Instant dryness.
We're all asking for it. That's the only thing we want. Women want one thing, and it's been disgusting. I bleeped myself out.
Yeah, you did. It's good.
How are you guys? You're in Chicago?
We're in Chicago. We're in a teeny tiny apartment, and we just live. We exist in this small little world that gets smaller every day.
Is your apartment shrinking? What do you mean?
As we go.
I accidentally made a deal with a witch, and now every day it's like an inch smaller, but in different ways, so it makes you feel like you're going crazy.
What did you get?
Yeah. What was your part of the deal?
I can be invisible sometimes, but it's not that helpful. Because when I'm invisible, I'm extra susceptible to corona, which was not something the witch mentioned, it sucks.
Tommy also has that ability for the first 10 minutes of the podcast, apparently.
Bye.
Tommy, we quote one of your old tweets. We quote one of Tommy's old tweets all the time about he had an old tweet that Sarah, go ahead and say it.
Bush lied, people died. know I like my chicken fried.
Because we kept seeing all these
Friday night, turn the radio off. It's that one song.
We kept seeing all these Trump died, people lied, and we're like, you know, I like my chicken fried.
But we're also taking everything very seriously, as you'd expect.
Of course,
yes, of course.
We wear masks. We celebrate wearing masks here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you guys when you found out Trump got COVID?
Asleep. I woke up and
she
you told
me. She was asleep
me.
And I woke up. We went to bed. I leave my phone out in the living room and so I can be a better lover and partner.
Otherwise, I look over and he's got like sexy GIFs and I'm like, come on, am I not enough?
I got caught scrolling while we were making love the other day. And one I'm time,
Reddit,
the
know?
One time I don't have my phone when we're making love and I come out, you know, to get a bye, which is my after sex ritual. I always get a pomegranate bye.
B-A-I.
Oh, and, the antioxidant drink. Okay.
Yeah, because I got to get my oxidants up after sex. And I looked at my phone and it said, Trump has COVID. And I said, oh, wow.
And then he said, I'm not going to let wake up my princess who hates the news and is often snarking at me to turn it off.
Oh, you didn't do the wake up, huh?
No, no, I let her just.
What do you think I would have like said?
And then she woke up and I go, hey, guess
what? That's
what
I'm curious about.
I go, guess what? Trump's got COVID. And Sarah goes, oh.
But, you know.
Yeah. She's too nice to be like, ha. She's like, oh, I hope he gets the help he needs.
Sure, every person has a
that's
soul,
what we
and
get
some
to.
Souls just have a different path than others.
Yeah.
Good luck out there.
Yeah, we try to stay apolitical because, as Tommy always says, Republicans listen to podcasts too.
Stop
that's
doing
right.
that.
That's right.
Tommy says it like a lot of times, and people are like, okay, sure, but.
It'll be even when it's not relevant, it's weird.
And that is the 5-word phrase that women love.
Tommy, have you been on Fox's Red Eye yet? I could see you just tearing it up on there.
Oh my God, I forgot about that show. No, they. I think I'm too far right for that.
Yeah, even they go, all right, ease up, pal.
That's enough, Tommy. Foot off the gas.
Tommy, do you regret recording your special at a Proud Boys rally? Or are you still just like, they're good dudes?
Well, they're great laughers.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You did make that post about how proud you were.
Yeah. They give you that rundown like you're doing a show in like a racist area. Like, you can say whatever you want. Our crowd is open to whatever.
That's always the worst when they give you that, like at real clubs.
And they're so proud, and they're like, hey, Tom, we're happy to have you here. And this is a real fun crowd. You can say whatever you want.
They love it. And then you say something kind of fucked up, and they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, it's fucked up in a thoughtful direction as opposed to like a bad without thinking direction.
Yeah. It's what they mean is they want you to talk about fucking.
You
that
say something introspective and their buttholes go whoop.
Yep. It's never like what you want them to have meant. They just are like, yeah, talk about eating
oh,
ass.
Oh man, you can have like a clever thing about how like socialism ain't that bad after all, or like, you know, you could do bits about how like gender's fluid and shit like that. Like whatever you want, man.
They'll eat it up.
Oh, they'll just fucking sit here, yum yum yum. Give me that left propaganda.
They want you to question their faith. That is exactly.
Them.
They want to be challenged on their religious beliefs.
They don't even like Kevin Sorbo.
Great filmmaker.
Man. You know what? We should get into the premise of the show today, because we're talking about something I think a lot of our listeners are going to be very excited about, if the Facebook is any indication. We're talking about wrestling entrance music. I do want to point out, I did say in the Facebook, walk-up music, and I do blame Tommy for that, which is because that's how he wrote it, the original thing. Now I look like a dumbass.
Yeah, well, Tommy, it's not all real sports, all right? Ding dong. Okay.
I should
and also, there would be no walk-up music if it wasn't for pro wrestling, by the way.
Ooh, interesting.
Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there not...
No way.
Was there not baseball walk-up music first?
An organ, maybe, of like, dun, 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 dun. But no one's coming up to, like...
You suck.
Yeah, no one's coming up to, like, you know... I'm trying to think of, like, who... I think there's a lot of, like, Metallica songs, like... Enter Sandman. Sure. Someone comes out to Enter Sandman.
I am barely breathing.
Although, I don't know who came out
Duncan
to.
Duncan Sheik, yeah.
Yeah, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat used to come out to the Bulls song, but I don't know who did it first.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know who did it first.
It is funny to think of if, like, early baseball had walk-up songs that were not just the organ.
Yeah,
like,
Tommy, what's Pete Rose coming out to? What song is, like, Pete Rose? The Mr. Belvedere theme song? Pranks of a China, never matter before, who cares?
This is an appropriate episode today because I think I'm going to walk around to some of this entrance music.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got attacked on the street yesterday.
Yeah. You got the Rick Moranis treatment.
Oh. Exactly.
You got Moranis.
Who's next?
You got Moranis. Remember the knockout game? Now it's called the Moranis game. And they just, fuck, man, you got to watch out.
That was part of a Trigger Happy TV bit.
What was Trigger?
Oh, shit. I remember that show.
The Rick Moranis thing. It was like they just did pranks out in public.
Oh, wow.
We've discussed it before.
Trigger hat. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry you got Moranis'd. That's a bummer.
You know, it actually wasn't that bad. It was I was walking down the street right by my house. I was on my way to water Graham K's plants, friend of the show, a Canadian piece of shit. And this kid didn't know that. He didn't know that I was off for a noble cause. He just saw me looking down at my phone, and I noticed him kind of like, I just noticed a weird look, so I gripped my phone. So I've gotten my phone stolen like this before. So I just gripped my phone really hard, and then he just came up and socked me in the side of the head and sprinted away. It was crazy.
Now, Tom, we're Midwesterners. Is this some sort of gang initiation in New York?
That is what I think. I kind of do think
that because he was with a couple kids. Punch him in the face. Get out of there.
Yeah, skedaddle.
This
is the most important part.
You'll be a dolphin bear.
If you want to be a jet. now I'm going to walk around, listen to this hype-up music to really get myself ready for a fight with a teenager. It's going to be good.
You know, when I hated my old job, I used to, like, walk around on my shoulders back like Becky Lynch to just give myself a little more strength to get through the day. And I was like, I don't know if it makes a difference to them, but sure means a big deal to me.
When I was a little boy, I would go to wrestling shows with my dad. My dad would take me to wrestling shows. And I would ask to go to the bathroom, and I would be like, I'm old enough to go by myself, right? He'd be like, yeah, go ahead. And I would specifically wait till the match ended or the new match started so I could walk down the aisle with the music playing so I could feel like the wrestler. And if people were like booing, awesome. I'd be like, don't boo me.
I'm just a little boy.
I'm the champion.
Like people are pissed you have to pee.
Yeah, this little kid peeing. I got a little bladder. And you're going to pay for that. Then I punch Tom in the face.
Now I can be part of retribution.
Down the toughest looking, you got to take down the toughest looking guy.
Oh, man.
That's what it was. They take down the toughest.
I think that was it. Wow. The toughest guy in Bed-Stuy.
The biggest, strongest boy of them all.
Oh boy. Yeah, I'm excited to talk about this stuff. I do want to ask you guys, cuz we did this on our Patreon where we did our dream walk-up songs for baseball. I want to talk about what you guys' dream entrance songs would be for yourselves. Have you put any thought to this before?
Tons. Hours worth of that. I do. So my favorite thing to do is to dress up in a little costume and then say, hey, this is my entrance music, and then play a song and then come out and act like the wrestler to Marty. And because, you know, we don't go any places anymore. And what did I do? I did that Sierra, the let me see you 1-2 step. But it has a really
this beat. Is
automatic, supersonic, hypnotic. And then Hold the Line's another good one. I know the perfect place to, like, boom, open the door.
Pretty good.
All right. I like that. Let's hold on. Let's hear a little bit of
Could we actually put on the beginning of Holiday Inn, because that's the number one heel anthem for a chick that I would love to come out to, but it's filthy.
Chingy?
Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the Chingy? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, here but the go. It's just the beginning part. And I come out, and then I walk up to Marty, and I offer him my hand, and then I pull it away, and then I shake my ass in his face. It's like, you don't want to mess with her.
Yeah, a big part of these entrance songs that I was trying to tell, where I was talking to Sarah about, is like, so some of the music hits, they walk right out, but there's a couple songs on the list where it's like, you're going to wait a little while, and then once it really kicks in, I'm going to come out, and it's going to be a whole big thing. My favorite song, like if I do a club and the like DJ or whatever knows that I like wrestling, they'll play wrestling stuff for me. And John Cena's theme song, which is not the song we picked. We threw you a little bonus for the last song. If anyone in the Facebook group is like, that's not John Cena's song. We know. We're just spreading the word that John Cena and Tommy, I know, is like a rap aficionado. John Cena, I think this might be one of the finest rap songs of all time.
It's
great. The last song.
Genuinely.
Oh,
great.
Wow.
Yes. You're going to be amazed.
I just realized Tommy has not seen the songs yet because I had you email them to me. But yeah, so it'll be a live experience for him.
I'll be the opponent waiting in the ring watching you guys come out and being like, oh, shit.
But I am.
So is. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, I'm always fascinated with people who like are genuinely like, you know, hip hop aficionados, what they think of the song. Because I honestly think it's like a good old school rap song.
Is this the song The Time Is Now?
No, that's what he comes out to. That's his entrance music. So that's coming out to that at a comedy show. It feels real good. If they hit it like right when it kicks in. But the last song was his hit single.
Oh, that's him doing.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you, I thought it was pretty good.
It's awesome. We'll play that one.
Actually, you know what? Let's go ahead and play it just so that
people don't stop listening.
Bad, bad man.
Yeah, we don't want to get people out of here. So this song is called Bad, Bad Man.
And it's got a wonderful video where somebody's kidnapped the 80s.
Yes. And now I fucked up. There's ads.
And it's basically an A-team. It's an A-team spoof where John Cena is the Hannibal of the A-team. and then the other guys are all the other characters.
Oh, shit. All right, let's see here.
Of impressionable young men watch way too much television. Today, they survive as defenders of that forgotten era. If something or someone from the 80s is in jeopardy, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the Chain Gang.
This is terrible.
Gary Coleman.
With the 80s held hostage, I'm history. My only hope is to find the Chain Gang.
The Chain Gang? I hear they're terrific. Will there be anything else, sir?
Not unless you can help me find the Chain Gang.
You're in luck. But you just found them.
Get ready, Tommy. Hold on to your asshole. Here we go.
Oh, you done did it now. Chaos, you should have put this one in the vault, man. They not ready. They don't know what's coming, man. Oh, we gotta drop this on them right here. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't ready for none of that. Your boy's a bad man. When we invade in the streets, make them clap a rapper's skirt. They be dropping the heat. Shock the world. Alone. I flip fools like them clamshell cellular phones. You can't help but nod your head to the track. Fuck the water down, rap. We be taking it back. Give it to me straight. Ain't no chasing it. Check yourself in the mirror. Ain't no facing it. Cause you playing the role and you planning to fold. It's the master plan. We got the planet on hold. We all over the streets like your favorite sneaker. Breaking up your sound like a drive-thru speaker. Everything that I be spitting is strong. After I rock, fast forward through the rest of the song. We the monkey wrench. That's gonna ruin your plan. And don't fuck with y'all, Cena. I'm a bad man.
Mike in my hands, I'm a bad man. Even in the fight, with my hands, I'm a bad man. Living in the streets all my life, I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man. I'm a bad man. With the mic in my hands, I'm a bad man.
I think it's pretty good.
Tommy? Yeah. What do you think?
What do you got, Tommy?
I have to take one exception to it. There's something weird about a white guy saying, fuck the water down rap. We're taking it back. I don't like that.
I mean, we all know.
I don't like that.
We all know the Irish invented rap. They gotta, they gotta take it back.
Listen, John
Fuck
Cena.
Fuck the Watertown rap, we're taking it back.
John Cena has all the credibility in the world. He has an N-word card, from what I'm told. Black people said he can say it if he wants to. It's not a problem. But he's chosen. Actually,
he's chosen not to.
There's a famous
That's
scene.
Beautiful.
There's a famous scene on Monday Night Raw where John Cena walks by Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon goes, "What up, my?" And then says, "And the my N word
with an A at the end of it, but yeah. still not a probe."
And then Booker T, I believe, a black man, is like, "Did you just say that?"
So.
Vince McMahon said that on TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh what? My God!
Yeah, just Google crazy. Vince McMahon says the N word. There's about 20 of them in there, but you'll find that one.
Playlist.
That is wild. Yeah, I think that it is time that John Cena does tape rap back. So I give that exception back. I that was better than I thought it was going to be when I saw him start doing that. I also did like the video. It's pretty fun.
It's great.
And Gary Coleman, that wasn't, I was looking out of the corner of my eye. That wasn't actually Mr. T, was it?
No, that's Bumpy Knuckles, I believe.
I see.
And okay. The trademark Famous. Is the other guy in the band.
Bumpy Knuckles does have a son that does improv.
What's his name?
Oh, Eric Clark. I was making a Mr. T joke.
There you go, an Eric
Clark Two people got it, and two people are clapping, and that's all I need.
There you go.
It's always good to dress up a joke as a fake fact and then not have it be a strong enough joke for anyone to be like, why are you lying?
Let's go ahead and hear the Time Is Now song just so people don't go nuts.
John Cena also raps this song.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's also where the crowd chants, John Cena sucks. It's great.
That's a good warm up song, and that's a good song to walk up to at a comedy club.
It's one of the best.
That's, that's always such a nightmare to me when they ask, because I never have a plan, and then I always just end up saying. A lot of times, I'll go with the band that's on my very shirt always, and it does not hype people up, and people don't know the song, so they don't give a shit.
Were you wearing that shirt when you got punched?
I should have. That would have made total sense to me. In fact, I looked at what I was wearing. Because I was wearing a plain gray shirt and pants, and then I was like, oh, I have a Pacers hat on? Maybe that's it? I don't think so, though. There's not a lot of Pacers hate here in Brooklyn that I know of. But yeah, I always have a small panic attack. Tommy, do you have a go-to? Two questions, because I want to hear what your wrestling walk-up song would be, your entrance music, I should say. And I also want to know if you have a club go-to.
So the wrestling one I thought about, here's what I would do. I would, you've got The Undertaker. Now, I would be the wrestler known as The Underperformer. I'd be The Underperformer, and I would just look like a fucking sad sack, and I would walk up to this.
Oh, no. I hope we didn't pick the same song.
Because I would be going down.
Bruce. Good pick.
That's a great one. That's a great pick. Now let's, do you have a club walk-up song?
I usually will do, yeah, something like by Kanye or something that I feel like would you know, be in the more upbeat variety, you know? And I get booked to headline basically every weekend, even during the pandemic.
True.
So
true.
Something
true.
That comes we all notice that, and true. We all talk about
yeah.
it.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for leading by example that it's okay to perform clubs.
Well, I'm, Yeah.
Sorry, headline.
Headline clubs, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't
just
perform.
Yeah, it's only okay to headline.
Yeah, yeah.
It's safe if you're headlining.
If you're featuring, get out of here.
Not worth the risk.
One of my favorite comedy moments, I was performing at Jokes and Notes, which is a black club in Chicago that closed, but they had a DJ and everything. And this dude went up and he was I think he might have been an Indian fella, and he had them play that Jay-Z, that bung bunga dunga dung bung dunga dunga dung. But and then he went on stage and went, "Oh, I can't believe you played that." And then I went up after him and I go, "Hey, he told the DJ to play that song. That's weird, right?"
And he had.
Yeah.
That was the truth.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think it makes it
all
the more.
Does he still do it to this
powerful.
Day? Who knows? But yes, he does.
It'd be great if he hadn't asked for that and you just
yeah.
his band. Everybody
yeah.
kicked the shit out of him. Get out of here, you Indian bitch.
Wait, what did he do? Let's kick his ass.
How dare
he? I'm just on stage going, I do that?
Take it back the best catchphrases.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Love it. All right. I have my walk-up song queued up here, my entrance music. I will be known as the big bitch, and here will be my entrance music.
Yeah.
And then the crowd's chanting, "Yes!" after every question.
And I'm going, "No, but do you?"
There's a trend in like independent wrestling where a lot of people come out to, you know, kind of like songs like that, like ironic songs. And it's kind of a fun thing because the crowd sings it and everything. But then when they go to like a bigger company and they can't use, you know, untrademarked music or whatever, you know, trademark music, mm-hmm. it's something's missing. So you might want to get the rights to that before it really takes off.
Well, if you want to know the rest.
Yeah.
Marty, you got in the ring, right? You actually wrestled, what was it, last year, 2 years ago?
Did you get
to pick a walk-up song?
I came out with Colt, so we did his theme song, obviously.
Boom, boom. Oh, okay.
Cabana, boom, boom, Colt Cabana. Hell yeah. What was the experience like? Was it everything you hoped it would be? Did you get injured at all?
I did not get injured. I was a little sore the next day. We wrestled a guy and a girl, and the guy actually got canceled, believe it or not. Yeah. Whoa. So that takes a little shine off of the old match.
just a little.
It was wild because I was very nervous. And when Cabana and I do like comedy stuff, I'm always like, "Yeah, we'll just, you know, figure it out when we get on stage or whatever." And that makes him very nervous. And he doesn't like that. So this time around, I'm like, "What are we doing?" And he's like, "We'll just figure it out." And I was like, and then luckily we sort of had a little game plan and then figured out what we were doing. And when I got in the ring and I realized, like, I know what's next, it's almost like, Tommy, you know this because you're one of the best comics out there. When you're just rolling on stage, you know what I mean? And you're just, like, in your head going, "Oh, and then this is next? Oh, my God, they're not even going to be able to handle this." It was like that. Like, I remembered. I'm like, "Oh, my God, I know exactly what's happening next." Like, there was a couple things at first that I was like, "Oh, don't do this," or "slow down," or whatever. But then once we kind of got in the groove, I was like, "Oh, this is, I kind of remember what we're doing here." So.
And you know who was in the audience that day was David Arquette. And then he very soon returned to the wrestling ring and made
I inspired David Arquette's possibly inspired David Arquette's return to the ring.
What?
Yeah.
And I ended up drawing some tattoos for him.
Yeah. And Sarah makes tattoos for him.
Oh, wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
They're dear friends.
We are dear David Arquette friends.
Yeah.
Well, that's there. One time I was hanging out with my friends, and then Courtney Cox Arquette went on the show Friends.
Dude.
Wow.
And I think I inspired
her. That's great.
Yep. Boy, did that fall flat, huh?
You should submit. No, for real, because sometimes things read better a different way. You should submit that to Reader's Digest.
I think it's a good move. Plus, it leads us perfectly into what I have to say next. We were on a break. We have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Stand By Your Band.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We are back with more Stand By Your Band. Just a thank you for doing that Friends joke, Tommy, because it really led us into that.
Tommy, now was that as you or was that as your character, the under, what is it, the underwhelmer?
So getting it wrong, it was very fitting, but it was the underperformer.
Why don't you go by Elmer Delmer, the underwhelmer?
Oh, that's fine. Great.
That's like,
fine.
It's Elmer Delmar.
I want to see under Bill Maher. Yeah,
that's like an Eminem. Like, I didn't say that. Shady said that. Like, I can't get in trouble for that. My evil persona said that.
Why don't we all have personas?
That you can blame jokes that bomb on?
Oh, that was Elmer Delmar, the underwhelmar.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, honestly.
Oh, I did a show back in the day where this comic had two mics. Long before Neil whatever. I once said Neil Breen. He had two mics. This was like in Aurora, Illinois, at the former Walter Payton's Roundhouse. And he... What's wrong?
I was going to say...
He had two mics. I have Sarah's mic and my mic. And he would do like a, hey, you know, wacky little joke. And then he would go, you guys ready to get a little dark? And then he'd go to the next microphone and do like a darker, dirtier joke. It was changed my life. I go, you know, and I'd like to think Neil whatever
mics
was in the crowd and saw that. Yeah.
Neil Brennan, I have this gives me the perfect idea.
I have an idea.
I'll have one mic where I.
Yeah.
I'll have one mic where I tell puns that are on Twitter.
I have five on stage. I have one for just like your classic, just, you know, joke. And then I have I have one for impressions.
One for street jokes.
One for street jokes. I'm like, hey, don't get mad at me. I didn't write that one, folks.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. This is what I heard. Yeah.
I wanted to do a run of a show called 27 Mics where at the Creek in the Cave, and I told it to a few people, and one of the guys was Neil's opener, and he got really offended about it, so I was like, I probably shouldn't even do it. Because he was like, well, who's the joke on? And I was like, who cares? It's on Neil. What are you talking about? It's obviously on Neil.
Yeah. You better not let him hear about that, man. He'll blow your career.
And take half the mics.
Yeah.
The
needs
divorce
some.
She got half the mics. Guys, I have a little quiz for you guys before we play the rest of these songs. I figured it would be fitting. It is, of course, what WWE wrestler are you?
Oh,
and I found it online. I think it's going to be a good time. And I have it pulled up on two screens so you can both take it at the same time.
Wow. We don't have to meld into
together.
One answer.
You don't have to meld
and get
into
a big fight.
Yeah. Either of you have you.
We end up breaking up because of it.
But it's on tape.
All right. Oh, wait. Are these in different orders? Oh, this is the second question. This is the problem. How do I find the original? Shit. I fucked up and I started this on the wrong thing. I have to.
Tommy,
send this
vamp
to
a little bit.
One second. Yeah,
okay.
Vamp, Tommy, vamp.
Underperformer, this is your moment to shine.
There's no moments to shine when you're an underperformer.
Yeah, I guess.
Just get out there and say something. The crowd's screaming for it.
Do your opener where you take the mic out of the stand and the cord falls off and you go, oh, what's the odds of that? And then we hear you off camera being like, hold on a second, I'll fix it.
That has happened to me so many times in real life where the mic falls out of the bottom. I also, but the worst, is one time I stepped on a rug and I straight up slipped and fell onto the stage. And there was just like, there's really no coming back from this. There's no world in which one of my jokes gets a laugh.
Yeah, you have to have a perfect line for something like that. Like, I don't know what it could be. Like, oh, is this a, what am I, Aladdin? And then
you're oh, man. For the rest of the show. If I said that, oh, man.
There's a guy who had the worst case scenario of this that we know in New York, where he tripped walking onto the stage and fell into the wall broke the wall.
There's a pro wrestler who had a bunch of different. You remember Tugboat, the wrestler Tugboat, or Typhoon back in the day? Big guy, almost like 500 pounds.
I don't think I ever saw him. No.
He would always get like repackaged. They'd be like, "All right, new idea."
And cheerful boating gimmick.
He went to WCW. He got away from WWF. He went to WCW, and he was going to be the Shockmaster, and he was going to be this like badass. He had a Star Wars helmet that was like spray painted silver.
Yeah, a glittery stormtrooper silver helmet.
And he was going to burst through the wall. Sting was going to go, Our partner is the Shockmaster. And they were doing, Ric Flair had this old interview segment called The Flair for the Gold. And it was like a fancy apartment, like a fancy like penthouse apartment. And he would have his talk show there. And the Shockmaster was supposed to burst through the wall. But he tripped on a 2x4 that was on the bottom and he fell. And everybody started laughing.
And his little helmet rolled off.
You see these giant, you see these giant men like corpsing, like their bodies are convulsing, trying not to laugh at him. It didn't turn out well. His career did not turn out well.
But you know, he goes
That's
to the.
That's where you immediately have to rebrand.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes to the wrestling conventions and is a real sweetheart. And I went up to him and I said, "You were the Shock Master, and my last name's Shocky." And he was so gracious about that.
He's a good guy, it sounds like. And I wish the best for him in his career from now on. All right. I have this quiz pulled up. I think we should roll into it. The first question we got is pick an entrance song. We kind of already did that, but we only have we have options for this one. So the first one is Big Bang Baby from the Stone Temple Pilots. Then we got Godzilla from Blue Oyster Cult, TKO from Motion City Soundtrack, Iron Man from Ozzy Osbourne, Barbarian from The Darkness, and Rap God from Eminem.
Oh man, nothing for the gals, huh?
Nothing
I
for
want
the
Starships
gals.
By Nicki Minaj, but I can't because I'm limited. I'll let you
It also
first.
Is weird that the quiz decided that Iron Man is not a Black Sabbath song, that it's only Nazis.
Yeah. This quiz is cover. Too political.
Yeah. I'll go with that. It's also on my list. That was one of my picks as well for this playlist.
Okay, so
I'll do the Motion City soundtrack one because I recently discovered that I think the lead singer is just remarkable.
He's got a great voice. He hits those high notes.
Great performer.
He gets his hair all like, he looks the best when his hair's the weirdest and he's got the glasses on. I think that's his true self.
Still rocking those sideburns in 2020.
Yeah. Brave.
A bold move. Yes, absolutely brave. All right. I think this is going to be a very defining question. The authority is on your back. How do you deal with them?
Great question.
Here are your options.
Every day of my life.
I stay strong and resist them. I defeat them. I undermine their will. I obey but secretly plan my revenge. Or I get on their good side.
I think I obey but secretly plan my revenge.
Okay.
The Underminer is Tommy's other old character where he would come out and do all the punchlines of the headliner. He'd be like... Like, why is he saying all that? I'm pretty sure this is like, you know.
Wasn't he Charles Giner the Underminer?
Charles Giner the Underminer. And he came out and he did all of like, I saw him open for Brian Kalin and he just did all of Kalin's punchlines.
Oh my God.
It was just like, come Kalin? On, man. Yeah.
And not even in a funny way, he's just kind of like listing him out, you
Isn't
know?
Isn't that the guy? I would just beat him. I'm going to go Stone Cold and just beat him.
All right. I beat them.
I got no time. I got no time for that. For authority. Tommy, you know what I'm talking about. All fuck authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. Kid Rock said it. how do you feel about the end of the Undertaker's WrestleMania streak? Here are the options. Fine, I never liked him anyway. I'm just upset I wasn't the one to end it.
Excuse me?
Impressed, I guess the best man won. Or surprised, I didn't expect that.
I guess surprised I didn't expect that encompasses the most of my feelings.
I'll go with that as well.
Hold on. What was that? Surprise? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Both of
okay.
us.
Okay. Let me see here.
Together.
Together.
I've somehow lost
a unit
completely. Surprised. I didn't expect that. Okay. Oh, damn it. I got to do
it. Is this an up-to-date quiz? When did that happen?
That was about...
That's a good question.
5 years ago?
No, but The Undertaker was in WrestleMania this
WrestleMania
year.
30. We're on 36. So about 6 years ago.
Oh, the ending of his streak, not him the last time he wrestled.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. My podcast partner here.
I don't understand it, but there's guys in cute costumes, so I'm like, whatever, I guess I'll watch.
Oh, shit. There's a big stamp on this one that says defeated. Oh, no, you've lost an important match. How do you react? Goad your opponent into a rematch. Come up with a list of excuses for why you lost. Congratulate your opponent for doing well. Or immediately sneak attack the winner.
I congratulate my opponent for doing well every time.
Okay.
See, that's good a stinker sport. Move. That's a stinker move. Good what sport. I would do is I would make up excuses because one of my favorite things, like a heel wrestler, Chris Jericho is like the best at this, of being like, I didn't get, my flight got in late and I didn't have a full night's sleep. And
then I looked, there was sun in my eyes when I looked this way, and you can watch the tape back. It's so funny.
There was some kid going to the bathroom. Everyone was booing him.
Yeah. They did the check drop right when I got on stage. You know,
right when I was about to moonsault, they did the check drop.
They did the check drop at Madison Square Garden when I was about to do my finisher.
Picturing a wrestling match with table service is so funny.
Yeah, the waitress was so loud right during my closing move. All right, there's 10 of these total, and we're at number 5, so I'll move it a little.
All right, we'll go faster. We'll stop dropping gems after every answer.
No, I love it.
Sorry.
All right, you're given the chance to choose someone as a special referee. Who do you pick? Dean Ambrose, or Ambrose? I don't know.
Yeah, Ambrose.
Hulk Hogan, Triple H, Kane, or I don't need a ref.
Go ahead.
I don't need a ref if those are my options.
I'm gonna go with Hulk Hogan because there might always be that time in the match where the ref has to take a shot and go down, so I can do some real evil shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
It would be interesting to see Dean Ambrose come back now that he's been John Moxley for
Dean
so long.
Dean Ambrose now has a new wrestling. He's going by his old name in a different company.
Oh, damn. All right. What's your favorite machine at the gym? Mm. Chest press, leg press,
Tommy McNamara.
Bicep curl.
He's a fucking unit. Have you seen this guy work out? I'm sorry. Yo. All right.
I did just pull out a dumbbell. Yeah.
Tommy, look at that.
Whoa, where the hell did you get that?
Yeah, this is 51 pounds.
It's
if I'm
inflatable.
Reading it backwards.
I can see the nozzle.
If I'm reading it backwards.
It was a Chase Bank giveaway at a Bulls game. That's a paperweight, Tommy. It's a stress ball they made into a dumbbell.
Wait a second.
All right, what were those machines again?
Bicep curl, the treadmill, or no machines for me. I prefer free weights.
No machines for me. I prefer free weights. Yeah. Just like my good friend Tommy McNamara.
That was a free weight. You got us that giveaway. That is so wild. I would not expect you to just have a.
You didn't know Tommy was getting a workout as we were doing the show?
You
Tommy,
guys,
at the end,
the
if you don't do like, Tommy, if you don't do a lat pull down at the end and just be like,
off screen, you have like a fucking Bowflex. Right behind you.
Yeah, are you sitting on an exercise bike right now? A Peloton.
He's got that mirror in front of him. Like, you're doing great, Tommy. Great podcast.
All right. Oh, Marty, what did you say?
I'll do No Machine as well.
All right. All right. Let's see here.
We've got to agree on some things.
Yeah.
Question.
So sweet. It's like Breakfast at Tiffany's.
The song or the movie, Tom?
Freeway to at the gym.
The song. The Deep Blue Something song.
Thank you.
That'd be good walk-up music.
Very much so.
That's something.
Yeah, trying to find something in common with your opponent.
All right. You're eating at a restaurant when the waiter brings you the wrong food. What do you do? Glare at him, demand a refund, ask nicely for what you ordered, try it, or throw the food at him?
They don't have Sarah's where she just kind of gets almost to the brink of crying and then just says, it's fine.
I think that's closest to ask nicely for them to bring you what you ordered, but also they could tack on a, but if you can't, it's totally fine.
Yeah, I'm throwing it at them. I'm done. I've had enough of this restaurant. They've been fucking up my order for too long.
I think that's only fair.
Yeah.
Is that you, especially during COVID, it's like, I went through all the trouble to come to your restaurant where I can take my mask off while I'm sitting at least. And then you fuck up my order?
I know.
Piece of shit.
My dad, we were at a buffet when I was a little kid, and my dad's like, oh, he's not hungry. And my dad kept giving me food, and the manager was like, we're going to have to charge you if you keep giving your son food. So then my dad was like, well, now I'm really going to give him food. He just like got a plate and threw it in front of me. He's like, eat that. And then the manager's like, I'm going to have to ask you guys to leave. And my dad took all the plates on the table and threw them off onto the floor.
Oh.
And the guy goes, very mature, sir.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like we're going to have to unpack that one later. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's interesting. Did he pay for the meals?
I think you prepaid because it was a buffet.
Oh, right.
Shakey's.
Right.
It was a Shakey's buffet.
Yeah, the foundations there seemed that way.
Yeah, in Maryville, Indiana. I don't know if we were banned from Shakey's or not. I think I went back, which is...
Your dad tried to shoot us through Shakey's.
My dad. Yeah. So that's.
Like the manager's like, sir, act with dignities. This is a Shakey's.
You're in a Shakey's, sir. This isn't a Pizza Hut.
He's waving a finger, but it's trembling.
Sir, people are trying to heroin nap here. You're creating a disturbance. That is so funny. Getting kicked out of a buffet is tough. Tough day. I just remembered I had been my stepdad. I realized way too late that this was just a fat joke, but he told me that my aunt got kicked out of a buffet for eating all of the food, and I told people that for years. It was not true. It of course was not true. Anyway, all right, let's see here. You have the day off. What do you do? Go to the gym to work out, spend time with friends or family, relax with a few cold beers, have a me day, probably end up thinking about work anyways.
I'm having a me day every day.
All right.
I'm going to crack open a couple beers.
My man. Hell yeah.
Tommy, you got a beer you're going to hold up now?
Start lifting it like a weight.
12-ounce curls, my dude.
Right.
What time is it? It's almost 3. It's about that time. All right. Relaxing in your hotel room. What do you order? A movie? Whatever I can get for free. Drinks, something delicious from room service.
If I have the option, I'll do something delicious from room service. Thank you.
I'm going to order a movie. I'm going to treat myself. If I can write this off since I'm on the road for work, I'm gonna order a movie.
What kind of movie?
I'm going to see if there's one of those like, oh, I didn't know Bruce Willis made this movie. Like one of those like, oh, okay. Bruce Willis is a firefighter and they killed his family and he has to kill them. Okay. I'm on board.
The fire killed his family.
Yeah, well, an arsonist.
On a mission to kill fire.
Yeah, it's
oh
heavy.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
damn, that sounds pretty good.
I'm gonna write it.
I think you should pitch it.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, I think we are on the last. Yeah, we're last question. You get to meet the wrestler you've always looked up to. Who is it? And you only have 5 options here.
Okay.
Bret Hart, ooh, Hulk Hogan, Rowdy Roddy Piper, oh, or Stone Cold Steve Austin, or The Rock. Sorry.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. We had some bangers in the back half.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm going to say Rowdy Roddy Piper because I'm going to ask some questions about life and death and the eternal nature of the universe.
Sure.
I'm going to ask Stone Cold. Okay. I'm going to go Stone Cold. He's
Stone Cold.
The coolest.
And you got more of a
calculating
shot.
Calculating the result. Oh, I got to click to get my result here.
You gotta pay, you gotta put your credit card in and then print it out for you.
You have to sign up for you have to sign up for 3 months of the WWE network to get your response.
And you have to watch at least two shows a week all the way through. No skipping.
It was easier to find out those five words to say to women.
Man, if this does not give me a fucking thing, I'm gonna be so mad.
Well, I think Marty could come up with some answers for us based on those. Not maybe not the WWE's mindset or whatever quiz nature you're on.
I'm on brainfall.com and I am pissed.
Brainfall?
Because I have to do a whole fucking survey now to do this.
Let me get my phone out real quick. God, I got the guy who punched Tom in the face. The terrible teen.
This has got to be a joke. Oh, my God. I'm so mad right now. I cannot believe how many questions are in this survey.
I got I Don't Care a Tommy McNamara.
Okay. Sarah?
Yeah.
Do you have a guess as to what you got?
I'm sure it's a man.
You are correct about that.
I'm going to guess.
He did come up already.
Okay. I'm going to guess The Rock because I was nice.
Somehow you both got the same one. And also I realized if I just said I was under 21, I could have skipped this whole fucking survey because I did that on this one. You both got Dean Ambrose.
Wow.
Wow. Which is, again, he goes by John Moxley now and he works for WWE's direct competition.
We got the Mox. He's Mox now. That's how you refer to him.
Mox.
Mox. We'll take it.
Yeah, we do. Sometimes he comes on our podcast. I'm winking.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I mean,
here
you
we
know,
go.
Sure.
He comes on our here. Podcast. Right.
You know how, show business works. Yes. Come on, we don't have to tell you guys.
I see what you're saying here. There's a little writing here for your answer here, too. It says, some people live their lives in vanilla cookie cutter worlds. But
Tommy.
You live your life on the edge. Doing what you want, when you want, and why not? It's working. I think I'm going to call bullshit on this quiz. The fact that you both got the same one with pretty different answers most of the way through.
The only one you could get was Dean Ambrose.
I feel like there's just...
Dean Ambrose made this quiz.
Yeah, which Ambrose are
it's
you?
It's all Dean Ambrose, yeah. Oh, wow. Look at that.
You want to meet Roddy Piper? Dean Ambrose. You don't like buffets? Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, it could hear all the stuff we were saying also infected that in. All right, let's hear some songs you guys sent us. We got some good stuff here to listen to, and I want to hear it. I want to listen right off the bat. If you guys are good with this Shawn Michaels song,
yes, as sung by incredible. As sung by Shawn Michaels.
Always great when the wrestler does their own.
Yes,
Michaels. It's I this one I don't even want to ruin it. It might be my favorite one right off the bat. It's just a great song to hear. And as soon as this ad finishes, we shall hear it.
You'll hear the Damn, late, great, sensational Sherry Martel Actually, scream, oh, Sean, and then it's all Sean after that.
Here we go.
He's a born-again Christian, so this would be the time in his entrance where he would be on his knees praying to God to give him the strength as Sexy Boy plays in the background.
It's crazy, too, because it's Shawn Michaels' song, but Drew Michael used it to walk up for his HBO special.
He did.
A lot of people remember
did.
That. Yeah.
He did.
Great emphasis on Drew.
I love the picture for this one, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's a late career Shawn Michaels.
it kind of just goes like that for a while, so I think we get the point here.
Yeah.
That's a good entrance music song. Can keep going for however long you need it, but not be too distracting after the initial pull-in.
And there's a great moment in wrestling when Kurt Angle was getting ready to face Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, and Kurt Angle came out dressed as Shawn Michaels and sang, "I'm just a sexy Kurt." And then put that woman, Sensational Sherry, in the ankle lock, to inflict pain on her, because he was so targeting Shawn Michaels and so focused.
He didn't call it an angle lock.
No, it's the angle slam was the former Olympic slam, but that's just the ankle lock submission.
I just want to say really quickly, and this would have maybe made more sense about a minute and a half ago to say, but this is the intro music for Drew Michaels' special. He did the special with no audience, people.
Come on, get it popping.
That's Andrew Dice Clay's famous bit about Drew Michaels.
That bit was for 46 listeners, and it landed for all of them.
There were no people in the crowd. I can't do it. That's impressive that he does that, to be honest, with the cigarette. I tried to reach around my head the way
he's got good range of motion. Yeah, he's still doing good.
People don't talk about that.
Yeah, I do yoga. Snapperhead, I do yoga so ice can do this.
Ice.
I do yoga. I do downward dog so I can do that old cigarette thing.
All right, let's hear this is the Road Warriors intro. It's Iron Man by Black Sabbath. You know the song.
Crank that up. Now, this is during the mid-80s. These guys were dressed up like post-apocalyptic steroid freaks. They had football shoulder pads with spikes coming out of them, faces painted.
And
Animal just passed away, the one with the mohawk. He just passed away recently.
Oh, shit.
And they would get such a loud reaction to this day in wrestling. If you get a big, loud reaction, they call it a Road Warrior pop.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what Tommy holds up. He's drinking one.
Tommy's drinking a Road Warrior pop right now.
That's a new Faygo flavor.
Is that your new sponsor, Road Warrior Pop? Promo code Tommy will get you a case sent to you.
All right, let's hear another one here. Oh, this one's great. This is Linda McMahon.
Yes,
this is my favorite of the whole list. This is the best song on the planet.
This picture is so great.
Hi, Trump like cabinet, former Trump cabinet member, now his head of his super PAC. So. They needed a theme song for her, and that's an old WrestleMania theme song from back in the day that I believe Simon Cowell made for them. They did this
what?
Weird...
Are you serious?
Yeah, they did a wrestling album with Simon Cowell back in the day. There's a song with Hulk Hogan called like Hulkster in Heaven, and he talks about this like Make-A-Wish kid, and he's like, "Brother, I'm going to see you in heaven soon, and like we'll tag up in heaven," and yeah.
Man.
So that was.
We're going to see you in heaven soon?
Well, I mean, not like soon. I mean, not too soon, dude. Like, I got a life to live, brother. But eventually, I'll be up
Things
there.
Things are going well in my life,
yeah.
brother.
Yeah. I hope I don't get canceled.
I'm just picturing Hulk Hogan covering Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven.
Oh, man.
In the
Little
ring.
Hulkster in Heaven.
My name, brother.
If I saw you real soon in heaven.
If I tagged you into heaven. That is great. I love this song. This is just...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, damn it. I turned it off.
Are there vocals?
There would be there not on that. There's no vocals on that, but they're used on the album. it's like all these wrestlers. Like, first of all, there's this former wrestler, Gorgeous Jimmy Garvin, going, "Welcome to the Survivor Series," which is another pay-per-view. They cut that out. And then it's like, "I'm the big boss man, and you're going to be serving hard time." It's just like guys saying their catchphrases throughout the thing. And then it's the Sarah singing your favorite part of the song with the,
"It's WrestleMania. Hey, pump it up, pump it up."
Yeah, there's a lot of pump it up, pump it up. It's very like early, mid 90s. Like, I know how to do hip hop music. I got this.
We're taking it back.
Yeah. Simon Cowell took it back.
All right, let's hear Robert Roode's entrance music, "Glorious" by CFO Dollar Sign.
I think CFO Money.
CFO Money.
CFO Money. Okay. What if everybody... Oh wait, that's an ad. We don't play any damn ads for nobody.
So when this song first came out, it was super duper popular, and I would be at shows and people would be like, "I know what you want me to play," and it would just be me walking up to that weird piano, and like by the, and then I'd be like on stage and I'd be like, "Hey," and it would go, "Glorious," and I'd be like, "All right, don't do that song."
Yeah, everyone thought that would be the best comedy song because they tried to do it at some improv shows too, and it was always like,
and you're already on stage,
and you'd be like, "All right, that's enough. Hey, everybody, glorious!"
And the people in the crowd are like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, people never account for the big buildup. It's like you gotta ask for a timestamp or try. This is does this change at all? Yeah, I think skip to that part. And
yeah.
Then it's good.
And Robert Roode, so like if he wins a match, they just cut to that. They just cut to it going. And he's got like a spotlight on him. He wears like shiny robes. It's great.
That's a good one. That's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah. That's a day picker upper. If you're walking around and that one comes on a mix, you're kind of like, hey, maybe I am.
I think you should have to have a song for if you lose a fight too. I think like if he had the opposite thing where it's like, "Defeated."
"I'll try better next time.
I'm a good, good man."
"Yeah. I'm a good, good man."
"And I tried my best and I was taking it back and then better than the rest and here's my back." You know, you can't rhyme back with back, but he did.
He did it. He done did it on him. All right, let's hear the Rob Van Dam.
Baby.
Here. "Walk" by Kilgore Pantera cover.
It's a Pantera cover, yeah. I can't hear it. And he would do a fun thing where he wouldn't come out till it really kicked in. And this was like 98, 99. And the ECW crowd was just all like white dudes drunk in black t-shirts. And they were just like, it was the rowdiest, craziest shows. And they would all be like, "Respect." And it was wild to be there for that entrance.
That one seems intense. I want to see. I thought that this was a song that I knew from a wrestling video game I used to play, but I don't know that was it. It was the "Something Beautiful" and something.
Oh no, that was the "Beautiful People." That was the old
That's
intro.
It, the "Beautiful People."
"Beautiful People" was the old intro song to Raw, and it was good.
What did they mash up that "Beautiful People" song with? That made me like it.
"Beautiful People" and Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas from You" is the greatest mashup of all time.
Really good.
It's amazing.
And they cut the music video to kind of look like...
You could totally find it. It's got like 8 million views.
Yeah. Holiday staple in our household, in our cozy winter home.
Yeah. It's like, if this song doesn't get you toe tapping, I don't think you're alive.
I'm looking it up now because I want to see, I want to hear it. But
Tommy, do you even like Christmas?
I love it.
Oh yeah, prove it.
Okay, I'll get you all gifts.
Hell yeah, now we're talking.
Tommy, I heard for your HBO special, it's like a Christmas, but no one showed up, and you're the only one there, and every present you unwrap is a new joke.
Oh, that's great. Hey, Tommy, if you want me to come be like, we'll do a two-person a cappella act where there's clearly not enough of us, but it's a lot of bum, bum, bum. Just hear those sleigh bells ringling, jing, jing, jingling. Wow, wow. Nummy, 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 lovely. You know, like, and we'll figure it out. I'm in.
They cut to all the McNamara's on a plane, and then Tommy wakes up, and they're like, Tommy! And then you're like, well, what can I do all by myself? I got an idea. How about an HBO special?
And I'll open up these presents.
It's only airing one time at 8 a.m. Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
And it's called a...
Which is like, but won't people be opening presents? And they'll be like, no, they're going to wait for Tommy's special.
Not the people I care about. They'll be here with me on Christmas morning, opening up gifts.
It's called Santa Ate My Premises, and it's really bad. I just want to warn you guys.
I think it should start with you in a wig as your mom. Tommy! I found this thing.
Let's all right.
Yes.
The video is great.
That's amazing.
That is great. I like that. That's I'm gonna wake everybody up on Christmas morning with that song. That's good. We should take another quick break before we go to our final segment of the show here. I think that's all six of those
that is.
Little songs. And we'll be right back with more Stand By Your Band. All right. Oh, did we lose Tommy?
I think he had a bathroom emergency or something. He
he booked it.
He booked it.
I think he's doing his little
sprints. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say someone was at the door.
Oh, that could be. Well, here's
Charger?
The thing. Tommy is big about multitasking. So he likes to get his full workout in while we record. And I beg him not to, but he has to. That's the way it works.
CrossFit's a way of life.
So in between every break we take, he starts doing wind sprints. And
down
then,
the hallway.
Push-ups,
what if I
right.
came back in a full wrestling leotard?
A leotard.
All right, we should get to the Facebook because it is popping today, as we could have predicted. Lots of people had feelings about wrestling entrance music. Again, I did get roasted immediately for saying walk-up music. Mm. A lot of people did not like that I did that.
Who cares?
You'd be surprised.
Semantics.
It really pissed people off, apparently. But you know what? No, it's not that bad. A couple people like just made fun of it.
He got his berries lightly razzed, but it's sticking with him.
Yeah, that's right. All right. A lot of people. Some people texted me personally. Greg Stone just sent me something about the Undertaker's thing. Maybe I'll play that last. Oh wait, damn. There's so many that it's taking a second to load.
Wow.
Yeah, this is probably the most comments we've ever gotten on.
Well,
Sarah's
a big guest, as to be expected. She's the queen of wrestling.
It is absolutely true. And I should say, Jared, what we did reach out to him, he did not have any interest in commenting on wrestling music because he's not into wrestling at all.
He says it used to be cool and now it's for pussies, I think is what he
said.
Yeah,
that's what he said. That's what he's quoted.
I'm going to fight him.
So.
Yeah. Ooh, and Marty's been in the ring.
Wow.
All right. Right off the bat, we have John Rosenberger, friend of the show, says, badass Billy Gunn's ass man entrance music is so wild. It feels like it should be from a movie parodying wrestling.
Yeah. It just says, I'm an ass man. Yeah, I'm an ass man. And it's like, do you like asses? But you show us your ass. It's very, like, very weird. I don't understand.
It's an umbrella term.
Yeah, I guess.
Whatever you want it to mean, take it.
Yes. Lindsay Ray writes, disappointed no one has used hot legs yet. She wrote that immediately after we posted that we were immediately after I posted on Facebook, and only three people had commented that were like five. But yeah, I guess she wanted Hot Legs to be part of the discussion.
What is Hot Legs? What song is Hot
Legs?
Whose
is that? I don't even know.
What's Hot Legs? Yeah,
I don't know. I got hot legs.
Man, it's a hot leg.
Hot leggies.
I call my vagina a midday peg, and then it makes the rhyme work. Like 7 inches from my midday peg.
Midday?
Yeah, I just call it that,
midday
Tommy.
Midday peg.
Oh, you
what are words, Tommy?
Oh, it's a hot leg. Now I see what's happening.
You keep ringing midday Peg's doorbell, she's going to come answer.
Marty Archibald writes, you calling them wrestling walk-up songs infuriates me. Yep, there's one.
Yeah.
Jordan Sellers says, Degeneration X's theme was a Rage Against the Machine sound alike.
Oh, NWO's so much.
I'd like to point out that Marty played both of those songs that were mentioned. Hot Legs, because we don't know it. Disappointed that we don't. But
Mr. Ass's theme song and DX.
We took this serious.
Yeah. It was so wild. So there's a basically, it's like a DX. The band was like a Rage Against the Machine like cover band. Like you'd see at a bar in like Buffalo, New York on a Friday night or something like that. But they booked them to play at a WrestleMania around like 99, 2000. And they sang, I think they sang like America the Beautiful. And they're like, America! It was like one of the worst of all time.
Sorry, one second here. Here we go. Logan Lotzenheiser says, has anyone ever used Edge of 17? Huge missed opportunity. If not, preferably it'd be a wrestler whose whole thing is that they are a half man, half dove. I don't follow that.
I'm sure back in the 80s someone used She's Only 17 by Winger.
Sure.
That She's Only 17, but she's mature about
it. She's like a mature 17, you know.
Old so get soul, off my back.
You know how that goes, boys, right? We're dating young. She's a mature, blah, blah, blah.
I'm 10 years younger than
we
Marty.
We all know how that goes, my dudes.
This is a thing, and Tommy's always talking about this. Every 17-year-old has an old soul. The problem with women is that their soul gets younger. So if you want to hit the perfect soul age, it's around 17.
It's like a melon at the grocery store. You know what I mean? You want to tap it at the you know, make sure it sounds good.
Melon at the grocery store.
Oh my god.
A lot of people will say that like half your age plus seven shit, but it's like with souls. Some of these women are way older. It's not even right. Oh, here you losing? Is it? Yeah.
Our AirPods just gave us the doot 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 doot.
I was like, we got the quit riffing. We got the quit riffing sign.
Not the funny joke.
All right, I'll speed through some of these. Logan,
hold on, we'll just get some wired.
Hey, I'm gonna Tommy McNamara this and leave.
She'll get some wired headphones and just leave.
all good.
Not unlike Tommy.
Logan Cummins writes, CM Punk's Cult of Personality, Bray Wyatt's Live in Fear, Macho Man's Pomp and Circumstance, Chris Jericho's Walls of Jericho, and Judas NWO. I think he's just naming all.
He's naming some bangers. I was blown away with that Macho Man's theme song was like the graduation song as a kid. I was like, that's Macho Man's song. I didn't know that was like a song they played at graduation.
That is a cool move.
Before they replaced it with Vitamin C's Graduation.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Yeah. Hearing him go up to that would be really great. Is it working? We got it? Oh, no. Now you're both.
How about now?
We're back. Sorry.
Okay, there we go.
After I drop that fucking vitamin
As
C
we
gem.
Know,
we heard it. It's cool. It's in there.
All damn. The toms we saw together.
Brad Wilhelm writes, a lot of the entrance themes are remarkably arranged. Some are recycled. Some are just plain stolen. Stone Cold's is still the best.
Yeah, that was on my
Stone
list,
Cold
too.
Earlier. I loved Stone Cold as a kid. He was probably my favorite. I thought he was cool as hell.
I wanted to go lyrics with these songs. Stone Cold,
absolutely.
Although there's a weird old WWF like album on iTunes, and it's Stone Cold and this guy Jim Johnson who does all their music, and they're like doing bits, and he's just like, I ain't ready to sing yet. And he's like, well, if we got to sing the song, Steve. It's like that Bing Crosby and David Bowie Christmas. Hey, save this episode for Christmas, man. We're hitting a lot of Christmas. And it's like, I guess, young timer, episode. You know how to sing? Oh, I happen to do. Yes, I do, Mr. Bing Crosby.
I feel like we have to read comments from our dear friend Casey James Salengo. He's a huge wrestling
big
fan.
Man.
And he's been on the show. He wrote, Batista's song gets me more hyped up than any song in the world. I lost my voice at WrestleMania screaming it. A good song can make or break a guy. Bray Wyatt and CM Punk might be the only guys who have good entrance songs that are actually good songs.
Yeah, it's weird to have like a song that you would be like, I'd listen to that song. But for some reason, though, when these guys come out to it, it just makes it that much cooler. But no one's coming out to like... You know, just like a song that you could play at a party and be like, I played this and I'm proud of it. Most
Backyard
of them are a little.
Boy, you make me nervous.
TikTok songs.
This is different because it's UFC, but I like this. Ian Erickson writes, went to a UFC fight with a friend. Everyone's walking up to classic tough guy music. Then this big Australian meatball gets called up to his fight and walks out to the Celine Dion My Heart Will Go On and just pummels the shit out of his opponent. his way out, a fan gives him a shoey, which is a sneaker full of beer that he slams. Pretty neat.
There's a UFC fighter named Filthy Tom Lawler, who's also a pro wrestler. And his bit is always coming out to like goofy music. He comes out to Kiss by a Rose.
This past weekend, he came out to Amish Paradise because the wrestler he was wrestling is Levi Everett and he's an Amish wrestler. And so Tom Lawler comes out to that. And then a bunch of stuff happens. He ends up getting a different opponent. And then it's like this all out brawl. And then at the end, the only music they had for him was Amish Paradise. And it was like, wait, that's not even the bit anymore.
Wrapped the whole thing that as he came out. It was great. Wonderful.
Tommy, you didn't post on Twitter, did you?
No.
Okay.
Minus
so
10 points.
So that is...
Great, Tommy. What's We're that? Only Twitter celebrities.
Yeah, that's where you would have gotten the most clout with us.
You blew it.
Damn it. We fucked it all up. Let's start the episode over.
I'm just at Marty and she's at Sarah. That's how like entrenched in Twitter we are.
Well, along with our dear friend Billy Corgan, who's just at Billy.
I'm so impressed by that. So impressed.
Another wrestling fan.
Tommy, he opened up the tea shop again in Highland Park this time.
Was it Cafe Zuzu or whatever?
Cafe Zuzu's back in business, baby. Highland Park this time.
We're going.
I don't know if I brought this up on the show before, but there was a time when he had a Christmas thing at Cafe Zuzu, and I got an email about it because I was on their email list, of course, and it said, Christmas party DJed by DJ Santa Billy.
Yeah.
Which is just Billy Corgan and a Santa head.
Merry Christmas, everybody. And a happy new year.
Let's get some gifts.
Here's Tommy McNamara opening up a bunch of punchlines.
This one's just coal. all right, I feel like I should read this because I got a text from a friend of the show, Greg Stone. He sent me Undertaker's Roland Titantron.
Titantron. That's the Titantron. Big screen that plays behind the wrestlers when they come out.
I see.
Undertaker, when he reinvented himself, he was, you know, like the Undertaker you guys probably know as like the ooh, spooky man. And then he came back first as the American Badass and would come out to Kid Rock song. And then I think the time span or whatever lapsed. And then how do you follow up American Badass? Rolling by Limp Bizkit, baby.
Hell yeah.
Let's hear this. Just to see how long this is.
Man walking.
I gotta tell you, I definitely prefer the spooky Undertaker.
Oh.
Maybe it's because I was a kid then.
He's gonna come back. They say he's gonna come back. Big Evil, which is another biker taker version. And WWE and Limp Bizkit were like in bed together so hard back in the day. They played at WrestleMania. They used so many of their songs. And there's a video that pumped up, that like hyped up Stone Cold versus The Rock at WrestleMania to My Way, Tommy's old walk up song. And My Way by Limp Bizkit, not Frank Sinatra. And it's like one of the greatest videos of all time. It's so amazing.
Hell yeah. I think we should wrap this bad boy up. Thank you guys so much for doing the show today. Tommy, what do you think we should? Should we rank the playlist?
This isn't the type of thing you can rank, but let's say all these songs were in the ring together. Which wins? That's how we'll do
it. Oh, that's a good question.
Ooh. Like a Royal Rumble?
What do you guys think?
Like a Royal Rumble of sorts.
So when I think of the song, it's the song, the wrestler, how it all comes together, when they come out of the curtain, how the crowd is going to respond. And I would say Walk by RVD is like the perfect storm of a banger.
I'm going to be the one that's like the disappointed little kid where I'm like, it's going to be the WrestleMania song because WrestleMania kind of sums up everything. So that's who I pick. And then Walk wins and I'm like, I guess I don't get to get much, but I appreciate the stuff I do have.
I'm going to go with Sexy Boy.
Yeah, was also going to go with Sexy Boy. It's just hard to shake the confidence of a man who knows he's sexy, you know?
And that can also identify still with being a boy.
And he has the looks that drive the girls crazy.
And I hope that all of you take this with you today. Feel and look like a sexy boy with Sexy Boy Nutrition. That is our sponsor. That would have been great. All right. Is there anything you guys would like to plug? Obviously, your podcast, Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling. Is there anything else you guys would like to shout out before we get out of here?
I'm doing Twitch on Tuesday nights, PS_Garrick, G-A-R-A-K. We do Adventure Tuesdays and play old Sierra games. Marty and Sarah Love Wrestling, Friday mornings on the MLW Radio Network,
wherever you get your podcasts.
What about you, Marty?
Hmm. You know, just whatever. I'm just hanging around.
Check that out.
Check me hanging around a lot of places. I hang out by the lake a lot. You know, sometimes I'll just be walking up and down Broadway here in Chicago. So if you see me, say what's up. Otherwise, just keep watching professional wrestling, the greatest sport on the planet Earth.
Hell yeah. Tommy, anything special you want to throw out there?
I just want to tell the listeners, I know that I previously called for you to punch Tom in the head if you saw him in person, and the hit is off. So the job is done. What? No need to do
that
it again.
That was the hit him in the head Wednesdays, your guys' promotion you guys were doing. Whack him in the head Wednesdays.
I knew I had this. And you will get your t-shirt.
And bumper sticker.
Just slam me in the head. All right, do I get it? I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. Love the show.
All right, get on the Patreon, $200 level. You get to punch me in the head. It is only $3 a damn month for bonus episodes every week. And we're doing a thing where if you do the whole year in advance, it's 10% off. So that's $270 a fucking episode.
Come on, these are Alex Jones prices. You can't pass them up.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Keep it crispy. Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.